Trot's Talk, our weekly Sky Sports radio podcast, is sponsored by Bling It On and for a reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
And welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk for the 9th of August. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
We've got our own sponsor.
Yes, we sure do. It's great to support. We've got For a Reason and Bling It On. They're standing here in New South Wales at Cobbity Equine Farm. So it's great that they're supporting our podcast.
Absolutely. Now let's begin with the latest on Shane Graham and Todd McCarthy.
Yeah, look, Simon, they're heading over to Canada today. Well, as we speak, Shane Graham is the Australian representative in the World Driving Championship. And Todd's just joining Shane as his plus one, basically. Todd isn't taking part in the series, but he's actually obtained a license. I think I mentioned it last week, to drive over in Canada, and I think he's organising a few drives at Mohawk. So that will be really interesting. This World Driver Series, it starts this Saturday in Alberta and goes for just over a little week at five different tracks. So Dexter Dunn, he's over there as well. He was the defending champion of this series, and Mark Purden is also over there representing New Zealand. This series, Simon, it's always run in conjunction with the World Trotting Conference, so that's every 2 years. And this championship's been going for almost 40 years, and just twice Aussies have won it. So that was back in 1975 with Keith Addison and Ted Demler in 1987. So hopefully Shane Graham can get a win for the Aussies over there.
Yeah, let's hope so. Now, with 3 weeks to go, what's an update on the New South Wales Metrop Premiership?
Yeah, look, the Metropolitan Premiership's the tightest one contested, so I'll keep updating about that one. And look, as I just mentioned, Todd McCarthy's heading away, but he has kicked clear in the driving premiership here in New South Wales in the Metro. He's sitting on top with 37 wins, Simon, and his brother Luke, he's in second place on 31 wins, and then we've got Chris Geary in third on 30 wins. So it'll be interesting to see if Luke and Chris can get some wins on the board while Todd's away. I think he'll miss two or three Saturday nights, maybe two. This Saturday night, Chris Geary has a drive in every race at Menangle, and Luke has five drives. So they've got a really strong chance of getting some wins. And look, as for the trainers, Simon, John McCarthy, he still holds the lead in the New South Wales Trainers Metro Premiership. He's on top with 29 wins. And then Shane and Lauren Tritton are next with 27, so not much between them. Then you've got Kerri-Ann Turner, Kevin Pizzuto and Craig Cross. They're all on 25 wins. And all these stables are very well represented at Menangle this Saturday night. So as I just said, I'll give the listeners updates each week as the season closes in. But, yeah, very interesting premierships, those two.
Now, Kevin Pizzuto's flying at the moment, isn't he? You wouldn't surprise if he sort of shot to the front somewhere.
Yeah, most definitely. And Todd McCarthy's his main driver as well. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. Kevin goes without Todd in the country. They've had a really good relationship this season. And actually, last Thursday night, Kevin obtained his 100th winner for the season, and Todd McCarthy drove that winner. That's the first time Kevin's cracked 100 in one season. So, yeah, he's having a great run.
Now, my sweet chilly filly was scratched at Menangle yesterday, and you've got an update on her.
Yeah, so disappointing. You were about to see such a great clash between My Sweet Chilly Filly and Sicario, two top two-year-olds this season. But as you just said, My Sweet Chilly Filly was scratched at Menangle yesterday. The reports from the Tritton Barn that I've read is that it was nothing serious. She pulled a shoe in, they just didn't want to take any chances with her. They've wrapped her foot up and basically wrapped her up in cotton wool. But both My Sweet Chilly Filly and Sicario, they'll head to Victoria soon for the Breeders' Crown semi-finals. They both won their heats at Menangle last week, and we've got the semi-finals for the Pacers in 10 days at Bendigo. So that will be Saturday week, and then of course the very lucrative finals take place at Melton on August 27.
Gee, we're getting through the year, aren't we, when you see the nominations come out for the Inter-Dominion. And once again, they're open.
Yes, they sure are. So nominations for the Tab Touch Inter Dominion Open this week, just 2 days ago. And once again, the championship will be over in Western Australia, the last time for this 3-year series. And it'll be the same format again. It will be the 3 rounds of heat and then the $1.3 million grand final at Gloucester Park on December 8th. So, it will be here before we know it, won't it, Simon?
And the two big names, Hector JJ, Lenny the Shark, I'd imagine they will be contesting the series. And when the market goes up, they'll be first and second, if not equal favourite.
Yeah, you'd think so. It'd be interesting to see if Mark Purden will nominate any of his runners. Obviously, he won the race last year with Smolder. It was interesting to note Kevin Pizzuto said on radio last Sunday that he might not be aiming Tiger Tara over for that race. I think he might consider heading him over to New Zealand for the Cup instead. So that would be interesting, because as for New South Wales, he's probably one of the top pacers going around at the moment. So it will be interesting to see what other New South Wales horses dominate. Our best chance last year was Bling It On, and he finished fourth in the final. But, you know, he's on the sidelines at the moment. As we just heard in our opener, he's serving at stud this season while he's on the sidelines due to injury. So, very interesting to see who nominates. $1.3 million grand final. I wish I had a horse that would win it.
Absolutely. Now, if Tiger Tara were to go to New Zealand, he could well run into Lazarus.
Yeah, most definitely. So heading back, you know, Tiger Tara was originally from New Zealand, and he did place in the New Zealand Cup last year. So he certainly has the credentials to be competitive in that race.
Righto. Now, we've got a new race series in New South Wales getting underway called the Evolution Series.
Yeah, we sure do, Simon. So it's for New South Wales Breeders Challenge eligible horses, and it's for 3-year-olds. So it's been restricted. It's restricted for 3-year-olds that are 3CO or 3C1 and horses that haven't won more than $40,000 in their career. So what will happen is there will be $10,000 heats around each region, and then there will be a $20,000 final that will be held at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, at the end of the month. So similar to what we have with the Country Series. And the series will start from September, so next month. So they'll have a mixed gender series, and then early next year, from January to August, they'll have separate a series for fillies and series for colts and geldings. So, yeah, it's just another great initiative for breeders that have their horses that are New South Wales Breeders Challenge eligible, and just, you know, it shares the prize money right around the state.
Everyone deserves a second chance, don't they?
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, this Saturday night at Menangle, the feature race is the Group 3 Claiming Shortage Pace. And just had a look at the market here, Amanda. Ego Dan's gone up 350 ahead of Code Black, who's shooting for 7 straight wins, the Kevin Newman winner from last week, at $3.80. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it sure did. Code Black, he's won the last two Group 3 races at Menangle, and Amanda Turnbull drove the horse a treat last week to win the feature, and she's back on board again for this Saturday night. So despite drawing wide, I think Code Black's great value, and you know, that market just goes to show it's a very open race this Saturday night. But, you know, Kevin Pizzuto does seem to hold the key. He has 3 runners. He has Match Point as well as the 2 faves, Ego Dan and Code Black. So, yeah, another very interesting race, but I like the value of Code Black.
So Code Black there at the $3.80 on Saturday night. And you'll preview Menangle with Andrew Bensley this Saturday morning at 10:35.
Yeah, we'll do. So I love my Menangle previews. I was lucky enough to give the listeners a good bet and steered them into Cons again.
We
paid about $11 or so. So I was happy with my efforts last
week. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that's a nice each way at 10-1. Okay, Amanda, anything else for us before we wrap it up?
No, that's about it. You know, we've got racing this Friday at Wagga and Bankstown, and Saturday night, Newcastle, Menangle, Sunday at Park. So it just keeps rolling around. So another big weekend once again.
Thank you very much for your time, Amanda. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Simon.